This is program number LW2565. Well, it all started in 1848. Someone found gold in California. It was at Sutter's Mill. Hi, this is Larry West, and the gold rush was on. Almost 100,000 people crowded into California that year, jumping the population from 26,000 in the state to 115,000. Australians, Chinese, Irish, French, Mexicans, people from all over North America as well, crowded into them thar hills. Everyone wanted to get rich. So they sold their farms, their houses, their everything, and trekked or sailed or climbed aboard horses, mules, and wagons to California. Really, though, it was mostly a fool's rush. They were lucky if they managed to pan $100 worth of gold a month. And the prices were ridiculous. They had to pay 75 cents for 5-cent bread. What kept them going, though, were the stories. Stories like this one. At Columbia, they said a man pulled up a weed in his garden and found a $5,000 nugget tangled to its root. Why, in California, they said, you can put out a bunch of chickens and they will gather the nuggets for you. You can kill a chicken, fry it up for lunch, and pick the nuggets out of its gizzard. Even the lazy man can do well in the diggings. There was the first comer, they said, who was too lazy to wash his drawers, so he tied them to a limb that overhung a stream and let them dangle in the water. He figured the current would wash them. Next morning, when he came to fish them out, lo and behold, he found his drawers gold-plated. The stories go on and on. In the winter of 1850, which was a mean wet season, when men got sick everywhere with what was called lung fever, there was a newly established graveyard on a little flat place outside the camp. The story got out that a funeral was in progress there during a heavy rain. Here's how the story went. A parson down from Nevada City was indulging in a particularly long-winded prayer. While the wet dripped off bowed hats of the handful clustered around the newly made grave, one of the mourners thought he saw something glimmer in the fresh mound of dirt. He stirred the shining point with his boot. It was a nugget. And snuggling right alongside that nugget was another, a whopper. The mourner sneaked away. One by one, the other fellows followed. The long-winded prayer went on. And now, O Lord, dust to dust and ashes to ashes, in the spirit of our beloved brother, it was just really drawn out. Well, the parson happened to look up, you know, in the prayer. He saw all the mourners pacing off 15-foot claims. Then he raised his head and shouted, "Hey, boys, remember me. You got to give me a show when I finish." I wish I had time to tell you more stories that got out during the California gold rush. The prospector lived for the future. The color of gold, the shine of it, the sudden moment when a stone just turned up, that's what he lived for. He set his nose toward a new spot and moved along with a shout ringing in his ear. The shout, "I found it, boys, I'm rich." It was under the next hill, in the waters of the next river. Hope never dies. They wanted, they craved to get rich. You know, the Bible says that heaven is like the gold the 49ers were after in those California hills. And it says heaven is worth selling everything you've got to get. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all that he had to buy that field. Whatever you have to sell, whatever you have to sacrifice or to get rid of to get to heaven, do it. It's worth far more than gold. Do it. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that discusses heaven and how to get there. More than 75,000 people have enrolled in this course, and the course is absolutely free. It's yours for the asking. Why don't you write me for it? Let me send it to you. It's a free, non-denominational Bible study course that consists of just 11 lessons. It's simple, it's interesting, and it concerns itself only with the teachings of the Bible. Let me send it to you. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.